Zakt eilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es, Bekurim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Dam, Mahalche Shtayim. Know what Mahalche Shtayim means? It means you and me. Dam Mahalche Shtayim means the blood of people. Who walk on 2 feet. Shavu L'dam Behema, it's similar to the dam of a Behema in regard to which halacha? L'hachshir es hazroyim, as we have discussed many times. In order for food to become tamei, it has to be touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin. Do you remember what the Shiva Mashkin are? I think it's Yad Shachat Dam. Yad stands for Yayin. Dalet stands for Devash, honey. Shachat Shin stands for Shemen, oil. Ves stands for Chalav, milk. Vetes stands for Tal, which is dew. Yad Shachat Dam. The last Dalet Mem. Dalet stands for Dam, blood. And the mem stands for mayim. What's not on this list? Juice. If food touches juice, and then it comes into contact with tumah, it won't become tamei. But food that was detached from the ground, that touched one of the shiva mashkin, and then comes into contact with tumah, only then will it become tamei. That's what it means to be machshir. So one of them is dam. What type of dam? So our mission is telling us that the blood of those who walk on 2 feet, in other words, people, shavu l'dam behema, is the same as dam behema, l'hachshir es hazroyim. It is machshir the zroyim, meaning to say, when the food touches it, it now can become tameh if it comes into contact with tumah. It doesn't become tameh by touching one of these liquids. The liquids make it huchshir l'kabel tumah. So if it touches one of these liquids, and then it comes into contact with something that is tameh, only then will it become tameh. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. V'dam ha-sheretz ein chayoven olav. In another way, it's compared to dam ha-sheretz. There are 8 shrotzim that the Torah enumerates. When those 8 shrotzim die, they are metameh. But if someone, for whatever reason, drinks the dam ha-sheretz, he's not chayav karas for that. One who drinks animal blood is chayav karas. But in this way, the human blood is similar to the dam ha-sheretz, and one would not be chayav for drinking it. Sokta bat tanura. That's dafka if when he was warned, he was told, don't drink dam. So dam sheretz is not called dam. But if he was warned, don't eat a sheretz, then he would be chayiv, because the dam of the sheretz is considered like the sheretz itself. You're not allowed to eat the sheretz. But as far as the dam is concerned, he wouldn't be chayiv for drinking dam. So many people ask the shayla, what happens, let's say, if my tooth is bleeding or something? Do I have to make sure to spit out the blood in my mouth so I don't swallow it? So the halacha is min hatar, one is not chayiv for drinking dam adam, like we just learned over here. However, once the dam comes out, then there's an issur d'rabbanan, one would be chayiv makas mardis, the rabbanan gave makas on it. So if somebody, let's say, bites into an apple, and he doesn't brush his teeth, so his teeth aren't too good, and there's some blood on the apple, he has to be careful to wipe it off before he eats any more of the apple. It wouldn't be an issur d'raisa, but it would be an issur d'rabbanan.